on that day. And when the first armistice service was, the memorial service, was on the 11th of November 1919. And of course they were all at work then. Ted was at work and Nellie was at work and Percy. And my mother said to me at breakfast, we'd got a holiday from school. And she said, come on, get up, hurry up with your breakfast because I'm going to take you into town. So I said, this morning? And she said, yes, we're going into town because this is a very, very special day. And I'm sure it's one that you will remember all the days of your life. She said, we're going into town to the memorial service for the soldiers that were killed. And we went into town, we walked up Hill Street to Victoria Square. We were there at 10:30, quite early. We were right opposite the council house and they'd erected this platform in the middle of Victoria Square for people like the Bishop of Birmingham and the Lord Mayor and all the councillors and everything. And there were soldiers there, and as we stood there, the people gradually gathered and gathered and gathered and gathered until all the way down Colmar Row and all the way back to Broad Street, down Hill Street, all round the council house and Chamberlain Square, the town hall, everywhere was just massed with people. Men and women and children were all there. And of course, they closed all the factories and they stopped every bit of traffic, and all the machinery in every works was stopped as well, so that it was absolutely dead silence. They began to play the Last Post. There was a swish as every man's hat came on. I noticed it particularly. All the way I looked, there was this sort of the movement of the arm up and the hat off. And it was quite a, well, you can imagine it to be quite a swish, because everybody wore hats in those days. Little boys and caps, and older men with their trilbies and bowlers and all kinds of things that they wore. And then we had the service. It was very similar, the service, to the same that they have today. It was more or less the same, really. But I can remember standing there on that curb and them singing Abide With Me. And I was thinking of Curly. He was the one I was thinking about. And the tears rolled down my cheek. I was only 12, but I can remember it now, how I felt as if I'd got plums in my mouth. And this tear came down my... Thinking of Curly, really. The soldier that we'd made friends with, the American. But of course, afterwards everybody dispersed and we went home, but I shall always remember that service. It was the very first Remembrance Day. I had 2 minutes silence at the actual time that the war ended.